Rock and Roll. We're here today with Dr. Rich Hentz. Rich has been the head of our Eagle Board review for quite some time now, and he's taken an opportunity to step back, and turn the reins over to somebody else. And we thought that Dr. Hentz would be a great person to talk to today about not only his time in scouting, but also the Eagle Board process and our Eagle Scouts. How many Eagle Scouts do we have in 2013?
In 2013, we had 33 new Eagles in Catan.
33. So, and that's, I think for the council, we had maybe about a little over 70 total. So Catan made up almost half of the Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, we usually run a third, maybe 40%. So yeah, it was a good year.
And then the one thing I did forget to mention is that Ian is joining us live from Texas. He is down in Irving, Grapevine, Texas. Grapevine?
Grapevine, yep.
And he's down at the Center for Professional Development. And through the miracle of modern technology, he's able to be with us here today. So
I'm sure everyone's amazed. We're talking over a cell phone.
Rich, how long have you been active with the Eagle Board?
When I graduated from school, came to Davenport in 1986, that's one of the first things I did is I signed up on the Eagle Board Review, and I did about 3 years as a board member, and then about 10 years as a chairman, and then I took 7 or 8 years off when my kids went through Scouts, and then I did another 4 years, so about 14 years on the board.
Nice. So you graduated from school in 86?
Right.
I was born in 87.
Oh, man, I'm old.
So...
Rich, where did you attend school?
I went to Illinois College of Optometry, which is in Chicago.
Very cool. And then now you're still practicing.
Right.
And what is your practice? What is your place of business called? And how long have you been doing that?
We're at the Eye Care Pavilion. We have a six-doctor practice there. We've been there since 1989. And work some real nice people, and actually one of my colleagues is an Eagle Scout, too.
Oh, nice.
Oh, excellent. Very cool. So, now I know we were talking about how many Eagles we produced last year in 2013, but what was the most during your tenure? I think we talked about this before, you and I just individually, but what was the most we've ever produced or awarded this highest honor of scouting for in Catan? Any single year?
Probably somewhere like 40 to 42 boys in just 1 year.
Wow.
That's almost one a week. You know what? Yeah. Almost.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. And just great quality kids coming through, too. It's, you know, over the years, the quality of these young men that are attaining Eagle rank is just very impressive and kind of gives us hope for the future.
So, do you have any stories that stick out in your mind of... You don't have to name specific names, but just like projects or Eagle stories where something that you're going to stick with you?
Oh, boy, that's a tough question because there's so many good kids that come through. And,
right.
And there's so such a variety of kids. You know, there's, you know, kids are going to be doctors, lawyers, accountants, but there's going to be kids that are be, you know, auto mechanics and you know, carpenters. And they all got great stories. I guess nothing, really outstanding. They're all outstanding.
Nice. So how many of your total years over the Eagle Board, how many Eagles do you think that you've overseen?
Well, you know, I don't have an exact count. I'm guessing probably mid-300s, 300 to 350, I'm guessing.
Wow. Yeah, if you're thinking we can pull out, you know, 30 a year, mm-hmm. and you think 14 years, that would probably be about the average.
Yep. And then there's a few years I was just a member, too.
Yeah. That's insane. Yep. So what drew you to the optometry field?
It's a common story for optometrists. You know, you're a kid, you can't see, you get your first pair of glasses, you think that's really cool. So I thought, oh, that'd be nice to help people see, and you know, everybody needs good vision. So decided to make that my career, and it's been a fun ride.
And did you always start in Chicago, or did you have like a I'm not sure how optometry works. Was there like a pre-med-esque step where
right.
you...
Yep, undergrad. I went to Iowa State University, which...
Okay.
I have to be careful saying that in Hawkeye country. And so I did my undergrad there, and then 4 years in optometry school in Chicago, and then came to Davenport. And actually, it's kind of a neat story how I ended up in Davenport, where I put my resumes out. And, of course, all Eagle Scouts, which I got my Eagle Scout in 1978, we put that on a resume. And so I happened to send a resume to an optometrist who was in his 60s in Davenport asking if he's looking to retire. And I got a reply from him, said, come in, I want to see you. And so I went in to see him in Davenport, and he sent me in his office. And he had two framed pictures behind his desk. And one was a class picture of him from the school he went to in the 1940s. And the other one was a framed Silver Beaver Award from the Boy Scouts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
And so I knew right away I had my foot in the door because he knew what an Eagle Scout was.
That's neat. That's really neat. So is that what drew you to the Eagle Board then? When you got back into district level functions, is that what drew you to the Eagle Board, is knowing how valuable this, achieving this Eagle rank can be?
Yeah, really, yeah, that's really it. It's where, you know, I want to do something fun. And at that time, I didn't have enough time to be a scoutmaster or a troop leader week in and week out. And so that was a really good position for me. And being an Eagle Scout, my goal was to help other kids become Eagle Scouts.
That's amazing. You know what? Catan was certainly very, very grateful to have you for so long, and then still have you being involved. You're top class volunteer, top notch, and
I
speak for everyone, and I've only known you a short time. Thank you so much for your service
to the
district and your continued service.
Well, and I believe that you were one of the first volunteers that I met, after taking the job, because we were doing the Eagle Board. But also, when I first met you, I had remembered you from summer camp, because you brought a whole bunch of smoked pork out for the boys to enjoy, and you let me have some, and it was amazing. So I know that as a hobby, you like to smoke meat.
Right, yep. And I kind of have to attribute to that to Boy Scouts, too, because one of my favorite merit badges when I was a youth scout was cooking merit badge. And, and that was back in the days where you got, two matches and a knife, and you went out and you built your own fire and you cooked your foil packet meal or hot dogs over there. And so I got the love of outdoor cooking from Boy Scouts, and just kept doing it. And I love to eat. And my favorite thing is to feed Boy Scouts. So I like to bring pulled pork out to the scout camp.
Oh, and the food is delicious. Like, it's so, like, and I'm not just saying that because Rich is here. Like, it is truly awesome. Which, last summer, I bought a smoker with the thought of, like, well, I mean, Rich can do this. I'll be able to, and I've never turned it on, and I've never started it up. So we're debating, maybe for Easter this year.
I'll make extra pork for you this year.
I'll just say that
we'll get a big doggy bag.
Well, Rich, we have a couple questions that we're going to try and ask everybody that we get to talk to. Our first one would be, what is your favorite current TV show? Like, so favorite show that's on TV right now.
Oh, boy. I don't watch that much TV. I'm kind of into Netflix, some of the old school stuff. I'd have to say sports. I'm a Monday night football guy and a Thursday night football guy. Huge Kansas City Chiefs fan. So, if football's on, that's usually what I watch.
Do you have a bracket for the NCAA tournament?
I do. I was 30 out of 32. I was leading our bracket. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
out of 32.
I haven't checked yet how I'm doing, but I was leading the pack at the bracket at the office.
Wow. Yeah, I'm sure you're leading a lot of brackets. Only missed two? Is that real?
That's very lucky.
Well, Ian,
that wasn't skill, believe me.
Ian is in second to last place of our bracket pool.
And I won it last year.
So he won it last year.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, it's all luck.
I'm currently in second place, but
nice.
No, that's awesome. Our second one is, if you could be anything in the world and not an optometrist, so any job ever, what would you want to be?
A professional football player.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Then what team would you play for?
Kansas City Chiefs.
Rich, how did you start to follow the City Chiefs?
I lived in Missouri back when they won the Super Bowl in 69, so everybody who lived within 100 miles of the Chiefs had to be Chiefs fans. So
it was a requirement, huh?
That's right, yep, so stuck with me.
That's awesome. Well, yeah, one more question for you. Rich, if you were to have dinner with anyone, past or present, dead or living, who would it be, and what would you eat with them?
It'd be Albert Einstein. I'd always wanted to talk with him, maybe the smartest man ever born.
Yes.
And we would do barbecued baby back ribs with some baked beans, cornbread, and some cheesy potatoes.
I think you thought about this before.
Like, he had that ready. Like, if,
I know.
The great part is...
There's no surprise there.
The great part is, like...
I'm ready. I'm
he
prepared.
Had no idea we were going to ask him this question.
Those are some of the best answers. Fantastic.
And now I have to go eat dinner at Dickie's tonight, because now just the thought of that. Oh, man, well, Rich... thank you for your service to Catania. Your continue. One thing we didn't really mention is that Rich is also very big in our Klondike and helping out our Klondike Derby every year.
Yes.
And we didn't even get to touch on that, but that'll be another one. We'll do a Klondike one probably in November.
But Rich, real quick before we conclude, who is stepping up as the Eagle Chair, and can we get a little background about him?
Yeah, we've got a great Eagle Board Chairman now. His name's Dave Garten, and he's an Eagle Scout. He worked as a summer camp counselor for a few years back when he was in college. He has a son, I believe, who's in Weeblos right now, and so I'm hoping he'll give lots of years of service to the board, because he'll do a great job.
Excellent. All right.
Awesome. Well, Rich, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh,
and thank you very much for your service to Catan and all the boys, 300 some Eagle Scouts, and already we've had a big handful this year already, so I think that we're
eight or nine, I think.
working well to having a good year this year as well. So thank you very much, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Andy.
And thank you, Ian, for joining us from Texas.
Yeah, signing off from Texas.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, Rich. Yep. I appreciate it.
Go, really fun. You're welcome, go learn stuff. So,
I'll try.
Hey, thank you, guys.